This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi would release the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees, to around 9.26 crore beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer today. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. This certification course also aligns with objectives of the Lakhpati Didi program. The Prime Minister will depart for Bihar tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged Gram Panchayat heads to make holistic health a people-led movement by spreading awareness about yoga and millets. In a letter to Gram Pradhans, the Prime Minister said that organizing yoga-based programs in Panchayat premises, schools, Anganwaris, community health centers, and other such places would serve as a catalyst to inspire people, particularly youth, to embrace sustainable and stress-free lifestyle. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited people to share ideas and suggestions for his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, which will be broadcast on the 30th of this month. In a social media post, Mr. Modi has called upon everybody to write on the MyGov open forum, Namo app, or record messages to the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 28th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. Fitch Ratings increased India's growth forecast for the current fiscal year to 7.2%, up from 7% projected in March. This revision is due to a recovery in consumer spending and increased investment. Fitch Ratings' quarterly Global Economic Outlook report published today also depicted raised world growth forecast for 2024 to 2.6% from 2.4%. Confidence in European recovery prospects has improved and China's export sector is experiencing a revival. Domestic demand in emerging markets, excluding China, shows stronger momentum. These factors highlight a positive outlook for global economic growth in the coming year. Incessant rain continues in Arunachal Pradesh. Road blockages have been reported from many interior places due to landslide and flash flood caused by heavy rain. In the Papum Pare district, there are reports of huge traffic jam at Doimuk area due to blockage of road at Chiputa village, where commuters have left stranded since today morning. India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for two districts, Papum Pare and Korungkume. It also issued orange alerts for nine districts, and the rest are marked in yellow category. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival for documentary short fiction and animation films is underway in Mumbai. Various films, including Stained Skin, Crazy Blood, Crust, Vaidyaraj, Challenge, Men in Blue, Bay of Blood, Lovely Jackson, Rotten Blood, Precious, Summer 96, Empire of Cats, The Art of Animation will be screened today. Masterclass by Alphonse Roy, titled Exploring the Wilderness, Indian Wildlife Documentaries and Conservation Efforts, was organized in the morning session. The discussion involved various facets of documentary making about conservation initiatives and Indian wildlife. Globally acclaimed filmmaker Vinod Ganatra has become the first Indian to be conferred the prestigious Nelson Mandela Lifetime Achievement Award of South Africa for his contribution to films. He was honored with a coveted award at the ongoing 7th Nelson Mandela Children's Film Festival for his immense contributions to the world of cinema for kids. European Union environment ministers have approved a much-fought-over conservation law intended to restore habitats to the natural condition in a vote that was live-streamed publicly. The purpose of the nature restoration law is to regrow forest, rewet moors and return rivers to the natural, free-flowing states. The conservation law sets a target for the EU to restore at least 20% of the bloc's land and sea areas by 2030 and all ecosystems in need of restoration by 2050. According to EU figures, around 80% of habitats are in poor condition. In addition, 10% of the bee and butterfly species are threatened with extinction and 70% of soils are in an unhealthy state. And that is the end of this news bulletin.